Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 323. 7 Things That Happen When You Start Strength Training, and a Word of Caution. Part 2, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Happy middle of the week Wednesday. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from some popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health. It's the middle of the week, so you may need that little bit of inspiration to get through the last couple of days. So I have an inspirational quote for you. And what I'm about to share has been credited to Confucius. But he lived so long ago, who knows if he really said this, but it's a great quote anyways. Quote, choose a job you love, and you will never have to work a day in your life. End quote. For me, that quote really rings true. I've had jobs that I hated, had those Sunday night blues, was hoping work would somehow be canceled the next day. I'm lucky enough to do this for you. I love being here and narrating blogs for you, so it doesn't really feel like work. But when we think about that quote, you could insert any other word instead of job. For example, choose a workout routine that you love. Choose a meal plan that you love. Whatever, and it still rings true. Now, really quickly, today is a continuation from yesterday. So if you're new here, you'll probably want to hear yesterday's episode first. That's episode 322. But if you're all caught up, let's hear part 2 and continue optimizing your life. 7 Things That Happen When You Start Strength Training, and A Word of Caution, Part 2, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. 6. You Improve in Other Hobbies. Strength training complements everything else you do, literally everything else. I've worked with many folks who had no interest in getting strong for its own sake. Strength training served one purpose for these folks, to help them perform better in other activities and hobbies. From competitive runners and bikers to horseback riders and careers in law enforcement, strength training will improve your performance in those activities. Perhaps you don't have any interest in building a big deadlift for the sake of having a big deadlift. But if you compete or participate in other activities, getting strong in the gym can give you an edge. And don't worry, it doesn't require a huge devotion of time. This is just one of the myriad benefits of strength training. 7. Rate of progression will be at its highest. Throughout the beginner training phase, linear progress is at the highest level it'll ever be. This means you can get stronger, fast. This is also the time when you can lose fat and build muscle simultaneously, depending on your body composition when starting. This is when a trainee can squat an empty 45-pound barbell for a shaky set of 5 reps, and then a few months later, be crushing 135 pounds or more. Throughout that process, he or she may drop 10 pounds of fat and build 10 pounds of muscle. This reality is what makes being a beginner so awesome and motivates you to keep returning for more. If you eat well and train consistently, the first few months of your strength training journey are immensely rewarding. Take advantage of it. A word of caution for beginners. If you're new to strength training, practically any strength training program will produce some results. Someone who has never strength trained can start out performing squats on a BOSU ball and they will get stronger and build muscle. Any progressive strength training program will produce results, but some will produce significantly better results than others. Look at your strength training program like an investment. Putting $100 in a savings account every month that delivers a measly 1% interest rate will increase your net worth. But putting $100 into low-cost funds via a 401k, a Roth IRA, ETFs, etc., with an average of 7% interest will increase your net worth much more over the same period. The former will technically produce a return on your investment, but the latter will deliver significantly better results. Approach your time in the gym like you would a monetary investment. Put it where it will produce the greatest return. Your sole purpose as a beginner trainee should be to learn a few basic movement patterns you can master quickly, and then get stronger with those exercises. This will build a solid foundation upon which you can later customize for your specific goals. As said a moment ago, a beginner could perform BOSU ball squats and build muscle and strength. Contrast this with a beginner who performs barbell squats or goblet squats, and this individual will get stronger faster, namely because a heavier load can be used since they're not dangerously balancing on a bouncy ball while squatting. The former trainee may be able to squat with 20 pounds after a month of BOSU squats, but the trainee squatting with a barbell on his or her back may be closer to 100 pounds in the same period. One is getting a return on his or her training investment, but the other is reaping greater rewards from the same time commitment. The real question should be then, what should a trainee do to maximize the returns from his or her time spent in the gym so that they don't just achieve some results, but achieve the most results possible? Well, it comes down to three things. One, use compound exercises that train basic movement patterns that can be learned quickly. This should include a squat, deadlift, and a pressing movement. A row and chin-up variation is great too. Notice, we're prioritizing movements and not talking about individual muscle groups. These big movements will effectively and efficiently hit every muscle in your body. Two, perform 3 total body workouts per week. This training frequency is not only manageable for most people, but it's been proven to be effective for building strength and muscle. This is why total body workouts are superior to bodybuilding splits that work each muscle group once per week for beginners. And three, improve performance every workout. You must do better than the last time you performed the same workout. Perform more reps with the same weight or add more weight. Heck, the first few workouts, you may just hone better techniques or perform an extra set or two, but you must do a little better every time you repeat the same workout. If you do those things, you'll achieve excellent results from a minimum time investment. One final word of caution for beginners. Be wary of the surplus of BS in health and fitness. It's easy to get distracted or led astray with empty promises and expensive gimmicks. Stick to the basics and you'll be well rewarded. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled, 7 Things That Happen When You Start Strength Training and a Word of Caution by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There are 2 things that I really liked about Nia's advice. One is for beginners, I like promoting a total body workout. She said it's important to learn compound movements. Basically, those are movements that use more than one muscle group at a time. An easy way to remember it is training large muscle groups, like your legs. chances are any kind of leg movement that uses your body weight is going to be a compound movement. You're going to use, let's say, your quads and your hamstrings at the same time, or your quads and your calves, or your quads and your glutes. That means it's a compound movement, which means you're training more muscles with one move. Not only that, but you're training large muscle groups with one move. That leads to that minimum time investment Neo was talking about and reaping greater rewards. So in the beginning, don't worry about isolating your triceps, the back of your arms. In my experience, many ladies especially want to work on the back of their arms because that's where they feel a lot of their quote unquote flab is. And I'll often end up disappointing them by saying, well, we're not going to just focus on that part of your body. We're going to focus on everything. And they'll wonder, well, how's that going to help me remove this arm flab? I want to get rid of this. That's why I'm seeing you. And I have to say, trust me, when we work your whole body, that fat will eventually disappear. And the other thing I love that Nia mentioned is improve every workout. But notice, she didn't say you have to go heavier every workout, or you have to do more reps every workout. It could be as simple as making sure your form is even better the next time. Once you've got the basics down, I don't mind when people start to isolate body parts, but they have to master these compound, large muscle group movements first, and they have to do that for a while. Once they start getting used to that, then we can get into isolating some body parts, like the back of the arms to remove that flab. Now, really quickly, if you want to show some support for our podcasts, there are many ways to help out, both free and otherwise. Come by oldpodcast.com/help to check it out. Thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you for subscribing and sharing this show with someone. I'll see you back here on tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.